Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, May 30th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I told you guys this week would fly by. It is crazy that it's Friday already. A four-day week, that'll do it for you, plus that rain in the middle of the week. Just a gross week, but the good news is it's basically over. It's basically the weekend, and it seems like it's going to be nicer on Saturday at least, maybe still a little bit rainy today. But regardless, we got some Eagles stuff to get into. Want to talk more about what Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell had to say to the media on Wednesday. Thought there was some interesting things about how the Eagles are going to use them, how they might potentially want to be used, what the best way to use them is. So excited to get into that and to play for you guys what they had to say about where they will be used next year. But first up, there is a piece of audio from LeSean McCoy on his show on Fox with Emmanuel Acho, or FS1, I guess I should say. Good show. Love it. Love when the clips, when I see clips from it, it's I always think they have something interesting to say. So LeSean was talking about the Eagles offense and essentially like how it, you know, what it'll be next year, the new coordinator, all that. And he frankly seemed to let something slip about how some of the players might feel about the offense. So here's LeSean McCoy talking about Jalen Hurts, the offense, and maybe how the players slash one player might feel about it.
But the way, and the way he coached is like way different from how they played this year. Yeah. I about to say, like, AJ told me, well, players tell me that the offense is really the offense.
No doubt.
They don't care who the corner is. You come over here to fit the Jalen Hurts offense.
No doubt.
So a lot to take from this one. A lot to take from this one for sure. So I think there's three things I'll talk about with this. The first is what he's saying. Ignore like who he heard it from, whether the players feel that way, just what he's saying overall. So let's talk about the fact that it's Jalen Hurts' offense. One thing Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo just talked about it. Nick Sirianni has talked about it since he became the Eagles head coach, is the offense he runs is the one built for his players. He doesn't come to the team with an offense. Now, of course, every head coach has things they like to run and all that. But ultimately, the best coaches build their offense around the skill set of their players. It's why a head coach like Chip Kelly, who had a good offense for 1 year when, frankly, he had the talent to run his offense, but then tried to run the same RPO stuff with Sam Bradford. Wow, I tripped over that. When he tried to run the same RPO stuff with Sam Bradford, it didn't work, right? He was running his system as opposed to running a system for the player. So I think there is absolutely truth to the fact that the offense the Eagles are running is Jalen Hurts' offense. It is built around Jalen Hurts' skill set, the RPO stuff, the way they move Hurts around, the routes they have the receivers run. It is stuff they feel Jalen Hurts is good at. And then when it comes to the routes, that is also stuff that they, you know, they think AJ's good at, Devontae's good at, Dallas Goedert is good at. So I think that it is true that it is Jalen Hurts' offense. The other part of that is that, and I said this when I was talking to Ike Reese on WIP on Tuesday, was that while we focus so much on the play caller, and I'm not saying it doesn't matter because the play caller matters, but really the play that gets called into Jalen Hurts is more of a suggestion than a demand. Jalen Hurts has the ability at the line of scrimmage to audible the play. He'll be given, you know, plays, play calls where there's two plays and he'll check into one based off what he sees. And then obviously where the ball goes is very much up to Jalen and how the play goes once the play is snapped. So as much as we focus on like Brian Johnson and Kellen Moore, their contribution, in my opinion, is more about giving an initial suggestion of a play call and then during the week coming up with answers to help Jalen when the defense presents him with different problems. I don't think Kellen or Brian Johnson calling in a specific play is ever like, that was a great play call. I think for the most part, the play is the play that's run, Jalen approves that play or Jalen changes that play. What they bring in terms of building the offense is giving solutions to Jalen against the blitz, against this certain look, what they see on tape. They're the ones that do the scouting, the pre-scouting prior to the week, right? Or at least are part of it to help build the game plan based off what they're watching on tape. And Jalen's a big part of that, but that's what they do. So ultimately, it is Jalen's offense in the same way for almost all quarterbacks. Not, you know, rookie quarterbacks can be a little bit different. Like, not all quarterbacks early on have the ability to change at the line of scrimmage. But entering Jalen's sixth season, it is absolutely his offense. And that is the way that it should go. Like, it should be his offense. It should be built around him. It should be built to his strengths. He should have a lot of say on what plays are run because he's the one running the play. So the fact that it is an offense built around Jalen, I think, is a positive. And I think what LeSean is saying there, you know, via players and stuff, is true. Like, it is built around Jalen. Okay, now the second part of this. The second part of this is the fact that LeSean heard this from, he says AJ, right? And then players. So who knows if he's heard it from multiple players, but obviously, as he said, AJ Brown is one of them. I don't think it's a secret that when you're AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, you want to play in a pass-first offense. I don't think that is a secret at all. They want to get the ball thrown to them as much as possible. AJ wants the ball as much as possible. Devontae wants the ball as much as possible. Dallas Goedert wants the ball as much as possible. And that's because that's what great players want, and that's what great players expect and want to have happen for them. So when they say a player's or AJ, one of those players, it's built around Jalen, I think that's why at times you see frustration. Like that the frustration can come out at Jalen because they know that what happens on that field, both in the way the offense is run and also where the ball goes, is on Jalen. Like if Jalen misses them when they're open, if Jalen checks out of a play that was going to go to AJ Brown or Devontae, if Jalen doesn't feel comfortable running certain concepts that might be better for AJ or Devontae, then that impacts them. If Jalen struggles against the blitz and the offense gets blitzed into oblivion, that impacts them. So when LeSean says that a player is talking to him about the offense being Jalen's offense, that's true and that's correct. But that's also, I think at times, why you hear frustration in the fact that if they played in an offense that wasn't run first, or if they played an offense that didn't have a quarterback that ran, or they played an offense where they were throwing the ball more and like, you know, in Kansas City or something like that, right? I think that all receivers would be happier in that offense. Now the Eagles win, the locker room is tight, the receivers get along, you can see how popular AJ is. So I don't think it's like a culture problem, but it's just reality. Like, think about you at your job. Imagine at your job if they changed how things were done to minimize your best skill set, but you still made the same amount of money, you still had a successful company, but you just knew you weren't as involved as you could be. That would frustrate you. And I think if they made those changes based off one of your coworkers, you would probably sit there and go, well, yeah, we do it this way because of him. because that's what he can do and that's his strengths and these are his weaknesses. And there would probably be times where you would feel animosity towards that coworker, probably feeling while you were sitting there, feeling you could do more. You're like, well, I can't because of this guy. But there's also times, like when you win the Super Bowl, metaphorically at your job, or how the Eagles did, where you go, you know what? Like, this guy has helped me a lot. So I think with all quarterbacks and great players, there's always going to be, everyone in the locker room is going to have an opinion on him. Everyone in the locker room is going to look at him differently, especially when you're at the status of Jalen now, like the face of Jordan, Super Bowl MVP, Time 100 influential, like, you are on a different level now than everybody else in that locker room. Besides maybe Saquon, but Jalen is on a different level than 99.9% of players in that locker room. So I just think it's natural for there to potentially be some, like maybe animosity is not the right word, but some feeling of, well, we run the offense because of this guy. And when it's going well, that's awesome. But when it's not, it's easy to take it out on him. So the next part and final part of this, and my last thought on it, is the A.J. Brown of it all. I think last year there was something where LeSean said something that was either attributed to A.J. or people thought it was from A.J. It's clear LeSean and A.J. talk to some degree. I don't know how close they are, but obviously they talk, right? And there's been reporting, and Brandon Graham is probably actually better to say it this way because there's not been a ton of reporting on Jalen and A.J. specifically, but Brandon Graham has talked publicly about their relationship. And I don't know what's going on with their relationship, to be honest. Like, I think that is something only a handful of people in the world know. Jalen, AJ, maybe their significant others. Like, friendships are complicated. Sometimes you're friends with someone. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes your best friend annoys you. Sometimes you, like, all those things. But I think when you hear, like, it's Jalen's offense from AJ via LeSean, maybe you can see why there might be tension between the two because of everything I just said. Because of the fact that AJ and the receivers know the offense is run by Jalen. AJ and the receivers know Jalen's the one that calls the plays. And that is a burden Jalen has to carry as the franchise quarterback, much like all franchise quarterbacks have to carry that. Stephon Diggs didn't like Josh Allen, right? Tom Brady, or, you know, it seemed like he was liked by his teammates, but he was of a caliber where he had to do things his teammates probably wouldn't like. Michael Jordan, and not to compare Jalen to these guys, but the point I'm making is when you're in the position of power, then you have a level of responsibility that others don't. Like, what Devontae, we talk so much about AJ and Devontae potentially getting along, like, or Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. That doesn't really impact them as much as what the quarterback does. Like, the ball goes where it's going to go, and they know that it's a quarterback making that decision. So, look, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. We know, because of what Brandon Graham said, that Jalen and AJ had, at certain points, issues last year with their relationship, their friendship, right? And when you hear AJ say this to LeSean, who then says it publicly, it just is a little peek into probably what some of the issues are. When AJ says the passing game is a problem, I'm not saying he's super signaling out Jalen, but he is talking about a passing game that's led by Jalen. So I think AJ has been a good teammate throughout his time here. We talked about when he got engaged, right? The picture of all of the different position groups that were there to support him. But the reality of being coworkers, which is what Jalen and AJ and Jalen and the receivers and Jalen and the offensive coaches are, the reality of being coworkers is you have to work to each other's strengths, and sometimes that can frustrate people. So I just thought it was an interesting soundbite from LeSean, and I think it was a peek behind maybe some of the issues the team dealt with last year. And going forward, like, some of the things they'll have to deal with too. Like, AJ has talked about how the offense needs to evolve. I think we all agree they're probably going to have to pass it more next year. And part of that is going to be, like, potential tension between Jalen and AJ and how that works when the passing game is a larger focus of the offense, when they're throwing it more. And it'll certainly be something to watch next year. So on the other side, we're going to get into what Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell had to say when they talked to the media on Wednesday. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, so we talked about this a little bit on the Daily Pod, but I wanted to play for you guys what Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell had to say about how they're going to be used next year, potentially different than they were last year. So one thing that I expected to see, and we did see at practice this week, is that when the Eagles were in a base look, so just two cornerbacks, just two on the outside, no nickel corner, it was Quinyon on one side and Cooper DeJean on the other. And that makes sense, right? You don't want to take Cooper off the field. It's only a handful of snaps, but the snaps where they are in base, you want your two best corners on the field. And that's Quinyon and Cooper DeJean by a large margin now that Darius Slay is gone. So Cooper was asked about playing outside and also playing inside and some of the challenges that can face. So here's Cooper talking about that.
Are there any specific challenges when you go snap to snap playing the two positions?
You talking about like just moving, like each snap moving in and out?
Exactly.
A little bit. You know, I think, outside it's a little different mentality than playing inside. You know, understanding leverage and things like that. It's going to be a challenge. I'm still learning. It's early on, so we'll see what happens.
So he mentions he did it in college. So he has some experience doing it, moving all around. I think he even lined up at safety at points at Iowa. But doing it in the NFL is obviously different. You're dealing with a different caliber of receiver on the outside. Now, the other reality is, and we talked about this last year, week in and week out almost, is a lot of really good receivers line up in the slot. So Cooper went up against Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb. Like, I think McLaurin doesn't go in the slot a ton. But regardless, he lined up against good receivers in the slot. Lining up on the outside is just different. You use the sideline. There's more space. The guys aren't coming over the middle. They go deep more often than they do over the when they're lined up in the slot. So there's just a challenge there that we'll have to see if he can do it. But the other part of this is his potential contract. We all know that cornerbacks, they get paid more when they are paid as an outside corner than they are a nickel corner, like significantly more. Like outside corners get almost wide receiver money, whereas nickel corners are much more of a niche market in what they make. So Cooper was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
As far as positions, there are the business sense to this, and the threshold for cornerbacks is much higher than nickel. How do you view that in terms of your future in the league?
I mean, I haven't really thought that far down the line, really. I've just been trying to focus on, getting better at the positions that they've put me in here. Starting with the nickel position, obviously where I predominantly played last year, just trying to grow in that position and continue to understand, how that position works and be the best I can be there. Now getting to play a little bit outside. I'm trying to learn that position as well, as far as down the line goes, I haven't really thought a whole lot about that. It's just been, how I can, impact this defense right now.
That's what I expected Cooper to say. He wasn't likely going to say, I want to make the most money. But of course, that's how he feels. Just like how we talked about prior to the break, like receivers want the ball more. Great players want the ball more. And why? So they can make money. Just like in your job, you want to make the most money possible. So Cooper DeJean ultimately is going to want to be viewed and paid like an outside corner. Now, if the Eagles want to pay him like an outside corner and line him up all over, then it doesn't really matter. But as much as we can all talk about do what's right for the team now, when negotiations come, the Eagles, as they should, because it's their job to represent the company, are not going to pay him outside corner money if he's lined up as a nickel. And last year, you look at where he lined up, 773 snaps at nickel, 73 snaps in the box, and only 8 snaps out wide. So he barely lined up out wide. And when you only line up on the inside, you don't get paid as much. So Cooper DeJean next year, it looks like he will be lining up on the outside more. Not a ton, because they just don't do a ton of base, but he will be on the outside more than he will be than he was last year. And maybe that'll help his value. We'll see how he does at it. But Cooper DeJean and how he's used is one of the first dominoes. And, you know, this is something we talked about a little bit with James, but I wouldn't completely rule out the idea, if Mac McWilliams is awesome, of maybe Cooper trying to move outside full time and putting the rookie corner in at nickel a little bit. He's played nickel. He played it for a full year at college. He played 2 more years on the outside. He played on the outside more recently. But I do think the potential of Mac McWilliams is awesome, of lining up at nickel, is something we should start to wrap our mind around. Okay, next up, Quinyon Mitchell was asked and talked about what his role could be this year. So first, he was asked about getting work on both sides of the field. So last year, well, here, let me play what he said first. So here's Quinyon talking about working on both sides of the field.
Is there any change moving from the right side to the left side? Saw you out there.
No, I've been working both. I've been working on both sides. So just getting my feet wet on both sides.
So last year, Quinyon played 1,066 snaps at right corner. He did not take a single snap at left corner, lined up exclusively on the right side. And then he had about 100 snaps in the box in the slot. So, you know, he was in there a little bit, but he mostly lined up outside right corner. Now that could change, because with Slay gone, you might want to move Quinyon around. And as you can see, Quinyon was talking there about lining up on different sides of the field, and that he's getting work at that. And he said, I think he said that last year he did it in practice, but he didn't do it in a game. Flat out did not do it in a game. And you might think, well, what's the big difference? Well, it's a big difference. The sideline's on a different side of you, right? Like, so that's the main difference. It's a different technique. We see how much he works on his footwork. The footwork can be different. So it's a big adjustment. And for him not to do it at all last year shows he just felt way more comfortable there than he did on the opposite side. Now, he was a rookie and he was outstanding, so clearly it worked. But I do think eventually the Eagles are going to want him to be able to travel with the best corner, especially if Cooper doesn't feel ultra confident on the outside. Then you go in a situation where the other team can just line their best receiver up across from Keeley or Adoree Jackson, whoever ends up winning that job. So I definitely think they're going to want Quinyon to move around. I think that's the next evolution in him of being you know, one of the best corners in the league. And so we talk about where Cooper could line up, where Quinyon could line up. They are kind of they're only really kind of versatile players. You look at Adoree Jackson last year, he lined up 382 snaps out wide. He barely ever lined up in the slot. In 2024, he lined up 608 snaps out wide, only 100 snaps in the slot. Keeley Ringo last year, 109 snaps out wide, only 2 snaps in the slot. So they don't have the position versatility. Adoree has it in the way that he could line up at nickel if you needed him to, because he's done it before, but he's become a predominantly outside corner. Mac McWilliams is a rookie. Like I said, he did line up on the outside in 2024, nickel in 2023, and then outside in 2022, but he's never played in the NFL. So you really don't know if in the NFL have that versatility, especially when he looked bigger in person than I expected, but he's still not the size of a Quinyon or a Cooper or certainly a Keeley. Like, he is smaller than them. So he just might not be able to line up on the outside against bigger receivers. So that's kind of where the secondary's at. We talk so much about the safety position, but will Cooper be predominantly outside? Who will be the starting outside corner? Who will play the nickel when Cooper's outside? Lots of questions to be answered about the Eagles. But here's the good news. We got plenty of time until they have to answer those questions, and plenty of practices to see before we know for sure what they're going to do. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.